afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my special guest host today, Rob West, coming to us from the mountains of Idaho. So, beautiful area, as Butch Paul will be gone this week, and he'll be returning, I do believe, on Monday. If we don't hear from him sooner, but highly unlikely. And then the little text that I've been receiving from him, it sounds like he's having a really good time. So we hope to have him back next week. But a great big thank you to Rob West. Welcome, Rob. Welcome to the program, and thank you for standing in or sitting in.
Oh, always a pleasure. You guys are, you make quite a duo, so I appreciate you thinking that maybe I can step in and fill the big shoes there.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. And you've got a lot of great information. And, I mean, you've been in the paper markets for such a long time and got out of it. And so you know how it all works. And there's a couple of great topics we're going to talk about today. This being a day off from the markets, we have, what's it called, Juneteenth. I'm sorry if anybody's listening and got offended. Juneteenth is a federal holiday today. So we have that going on, and banks were closed. Markets were closed. Post office was closed. Discount gold and silver trading was open. And let's see. And we did have aftermarket trading for gold. Not a whole lot to report. That market is also closed. But it showed gold was down a buck, still holding at 1839, 1840. Silver was down just a few pennies at 2166. So not a lot of action in the market, so I'm sure we'll see more tomorrow. And we're not quite sure which direction the markets will go tomorrow. But we do have some information. We're going to talk a little bit about Bitcoin. And you know what I find fascinating about Bitcoin? It's not my first topic I want to talk about, but it truly is, you know, now that it's Bitcoin and all the other ones have sunk to these great lengths, Rob, now you're having all these people coming out saying, well, we knew, we know, and, you know, we should have, and we tried to tell. And it's just, it's really pathetic, and we have a lot of information on that. But first, what I wanted to talk about today was how, you know, over the weekend and today, Biden, he refutes the inevitability of a recession, despite all of these economists' gloomy forecasts. And not only does Biden refute that, but over the weekend you had Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, who was out all week, and they say the same phrase. They say the same phrase. Inevitability. Inevitability. It's hard to say. Of a recession. They all quoted the same words. And Biden said that today. As he was, well, he's beginning to walk down to the beach instead of riding the bike. As I think.
Yeah. Well, it's. I guess they get together and discuss talking points to keep the United States ship steered in their direction, I guess. But, you know, what is Biden's ratings are the lowest of low, and he doesn't do anything to make sense, and I don't know why I said that, because he ain't doing it anyway. You know, somebody, you know, they're pulling the strings for him, and like we talked on Friday, you know, how do you get a focus on the big picture when they still control most of the media? And you know, people were, you know, when I left Denver last year, you know, they were still excited about the Broncos, you know, and just people still focused on things that aren't important, you know.
And absolutely. And they've had so much thrown to them that they've really, I think they've forgotten what was important, because, again, they're told that this is what they have to do. You know, you need to go out there and watch the ball games. You need to go out and do this. You need to go out to lunch. You need to go out to dinner. and they blindly follow. And, you know, if you, it truly is amazing how they have brainwashed, for lack of a better description, of how they've controlled people. And of course, as you said, using the same phrases, using the same bit line and so forth, it's all part of it. Pretty soon you'll begin, the people will start saying the same phrase. You know, just like we've seen with the gasoline and the oil. Oh, it's Putin's fault. Oh, not everybody. It's the corporations are gouging us, or gasoline prices wouldn't be that high. And they start repeating this. The people are puppets anymore, or parrots. You know, they just repeat what they hear in their mainstream media, and they don't even give thought to what is truly behind all of these things. Rob, there was an article out of Newsweek, Americans are pawning items to buy gas just to survive inflation. With gas prices continuing to put a strain on consumers nationwide, and they're selling things. Now, this is out of Texas. This is a person, Elisa Garcia, owner of a pawn, Texas, in Lubbock. They claim that locals have increasingly turned to pawning off their personal possessions in order to afford gas. And other items are firearms, tools, computers, phones, video game consoles, and even items with sentimental value like jewelry or inherited heirlooms. She says they're just coming in more than they've seen. People have to go to work sometimes, and this morning they had a customer come in, and they were on empty, and they pawned some personal items to help them out. So, I mean, that does tell you that people are beginning to hurt. And it's the same people that you always have the Democrats talking about. These are the people they want to help, and they're doing nothing but hurting them. But no one wants to make that acknowledgement.
Well, when we were talking about, okay, let's look at the big picture here. And it used to be in the news more, I haven't seen it lately, but Agenda 2030. Mm-hmm. And these Davos guys, you know, they're super wealthy and they think that we're messing up the earth and they got to, you know, they got to reduce the population. And see, when Rothschild got into controlling the bank system, and then they introduced fractional reserve banking so that it increased the money supply. Friday, when we looked at that graph of M1 and how straight up it went just in the last 2 years, if those wealthier people seem to be, they're in control of this through the bankers, and what our economy is built on over time, you know, we got into the credit cards in the 70s. You know, it used to be you could go to a mall back then and every major store had their own credit card. And, well, you know, we can't have that. We got to run it all through the bankers, you know. But it's the velocity of money that creates the economy. And different things that you've just been mentioning today is plugging up the velocity of money. And, like, he sent me an article on from the Washington Post about Americans are starting to pull back on travel and restaurants. And that's just another prime example of what you were saying, Melody.
It is. And we're going to talk about these airlines and what's happening with them. And people are beginning to hold off. I mean, rates are going higher, but this goes anywhere from haircuts to building backyard pools, roofs. And these are just some of the new signs that show how our economy is losing steam. Of course, we were never in a great economy anyway. It wasn't the great economy that we're told it is. It was a pretty disruptive economy even before all this. But again, this article says that over the past several weeks, households have been already cutting back on big ticket purchases. People are beginning to put the brakes on dining out, vacation plans. even just routine services like manicures, haircuts, and people who have their houses cleaned, you know, instead of going every weekly, they're going 2 weeks or maybe even once a month. So they're cutting back in many different ways. And so when people cut back on that, of course, it's going to cut back on those services that have been provided. We saw retail sales slowed last month for the first time this year, driven by a 4% drop in car sales. U.S. flight bookings dipped 2.3% in May from a month earlier. And both high and low-income Americans have begun pulling back on services, and especially in the past 4 to 6 weeks. That's really when gasoline got up there, you know, to over $4. Now we're at $5. And, of course, that's all according to the Barclays on credit card data. So it seems like right now the slowdown might be in services, but they say not in the goods, but I don't buy that at all. If it's stopped in services, I'll guarantee it's stopped everywhere else, too, or at least slowing back. And it's not good. And people are already working on skeleton shifts. So what happens if their business cuts back more?
Well, I think the blockade ahead, with the mortgage rates doubling in 60 days, and what used to be an affordable house or a payment is just turned completely around. And as the real estate market is starting to clam up, and the other things that you were just mentioning starts to clam up, then that velocity of money reduces. And a whole lot of things that are run on your tax dollars. And, I had the fortune or misfortune back in the 70s to be in New York when they had a strike at the garbage collection. Oh, what a mess. And wait till the real estate taxes start creeping up because, well, we got to keep the schools open, you know, and the water system, and it's costing more and more. So, you know, it'll just allow society to take a major grind here. But years ago, I was a vice president for a reverse mortgage company for a while, and I had 150 agents in a couple of different states. And I was talking, I converse a lot with the potential client. And I said, I know you don't need a loan now, but, you know, they have this growing line of credit. But if I were you, I would turn the equity in your house, which is so subject totally to the real estate market, and I would draw money out and buy gold and silver because you're going to need it down the road to pay your taxes. So, and it's, you know, cheap money to them. They'll never lose their property unless they can't make their tax payments. And, you know, other things we can expect to swing into high gear is insurance rates. So, I don't remember where I heard this story. One of the channels, there were some people that were fairly well off in these neighborhoods. You know, they're kind of classed, with income and so forth. But a number of them have been living high on the hog on the credit, and they started skipping one of the jobs in the household, and they were just going off the deep end on different kinds of drugs and alcohol. And who called in was an EMT that was in that area. That's what he serves, that area. And they've never seen anything like it. That's just making calls to these homes because somebody, you know, is just doing something way out of character. And he said a number of places, if the guy lost his job and didn't have insurance, they would just turn the guy away and wouldn't help him at all. So all this is causing, you know, the social chaos. And I think we talked Friday about, you know, what better way to start a war but get the people to turn against themselves, you know. So it can be kind of rough out there.
Yeah, I think it's, especially as this country is so divided and we become such a hateful nation. There's so many people out there, they're just, they have so many issues. And everything that's happening is not, it just really makes it worse from that for them, that they just really can't handle it. And you're right. I mean, some of the first things that go, especially for the younger people, might be insurance, might be health insurance, might be this, might be that, you know. And it's, so you'll start seeing all of these things being dropped. And it is kind of, you know, it's not a good place to be. And, you know, we listen to Biden and, well, we don't listen to him, but we hear what he says. We hear what Yellen says. These are the same people that said inflation was transitory. They made you believe that. And they made you believe that. We said we didn't believe it. We told you it wasn't true. They were nuts and they didn't know what they were talking about. But they're just having to calm their people. And so, yeah, things are getting worse. And we are beginning to see things beginning to slow back, that people are pulling back on travel. Restaurants, I mean, they came back great from 2021, but now they're back. What did I see? They were in 2021, their business increased 30%. Now it's already down 15%. So it's you're going to see more businesses close. And
well, particularly restaurants, we've gotten so used to, and a number of them are, you know, cutting portions and going to a cheaper cheese on your pizza and stuff like that. And, you know, we could just pick any industry and probably look at a vulnerability that's on the way, you know.
And here we have something, household wealth. That fell for the first time in 2 years in the most recent quarter. In large part, hey, there's a $3 trillion plunge in stock values. So how is that working for you in your 401s and your retirement accounts and so forth? And that's just the beginning. So, and I did want to ask you about those reverse mortgages. What is the biggest con? Not con, but a negative. Is there a negative to reverse mortgage?
Well, if a home equity conversion mortgage that's sponsored by FHA, it's the same everywhere, and it's insured by FHA. But you need to keep your taxes up and your insurance in place. But other than that, you know, and if people get older and they pass on, then the relatives have a chance of buying the property. 20% discount.
I always thought it was a good deal.
Well, you know, except for it having to deal with the government, I'd say yes.
All right, let's hold on. We've got a break coming up. We'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and sign up for the weekly newsletter and our blog. And I got a question, one more question on the reverse mortgage, Rob. If rates are rising, and considering how the program is written, does it matter? Since you're going to be living in the home until you either die or go to the nursing home, one of the two.
Right.
And as long as you can, you know, and which you'd be paying your insurance and taxes anyway. So does it matter what the rates are?
Well, the ones I work with were fixed rate, so that wasn't an issue of having a rising interest rate against your equity. And a number of them did go to negative equity, but they, you know, you won't lose your house. That's why the FHA insurance is there. So for the right situation, I don't know if you're familiar with zero coupon bonds that they sell on Wall Street, but it's a bond that doesn't have a coupon, doesn't pay interest, but it accretes in value over time. And what they do is they use those reverse mortgages to turn them into bonds, zero coupons on Wall Street. So investors buy them, and over time the bond that they have accretes higher and higher in value, and being insured by FHA, that was, they were AAA rated. Not that that means anything. The country's only AA rated now. But anyway, I would encourage some people to, you know, take a look, and if it's an FHA home equity conversion mortgage that they call a HECM, H-E-C, then it's the same from state to state, and it's just that I went up to Wyoming to address the group CPAs up there. They invited me up for dinner there for lunch. I talked to their group, and this one guy was just negative Nelly on them. I said, "Hey, what's the problem with him?" He said, "I just don't like him." I said, "Okay. Well, my friend got damaged by it." "Really? Tell me about that." "Oh, well, her son got into the piggy bank and spent all her money." Yeah. Nothing to do with the mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And he said, "Well, I guess you're right about that." But, no, it's just a friend of mine in Maine is a national director, and he's got an office up in Maine, and they also have one in Florida. But it's certainly worth taking a look at, I think. Over this next period, it could really be a help for people to eliminate their house payment and or put cash in their pocket.
All right. Yeah, because you always hear more negative than you do positive on those. And I could never see much of a negative, you know, unless you don't do your finances properly in the first place. But and then you're going to be in trouble anyway. So,
I really do think people should be allocating gold and silver to pay their property taxes down the road.
Yeah. But Rob, right now home prices are—they're never going to be at this level again. Not our lifetime, anyway. After we have this correction, I don't believe they'll ever go back to this level. Of course, a lot of these homes, you know. So why wouldn't you do it now? And I think there's a cap on what you can take out. You know, but I mean, you're going to get the most from your home that you've ever. And we're not financial planners. I'm not. So we're, you know, but I mean, you know, do your research. But why wouldn't you do it? If I mean, you'll never have that equity, that amount of equity in your home again.
Well, that's true. And now the cap you mentioned is really a factor of your age. So the older you are, the higher the amount of money available is. And if it's a husband and wife, they will choose the younger of the, because it, you know, that husband and wife living in a reverse mortgage home, they're not going to kick out, you know, another spouse if, you know, the first one passes away. It's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got, but, you know, everything, it just started tightening up a little bit with the qualifications of it. You know, you see Tom Selleck advertising him and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And, of course, Magnum wouldn't hurt anybody, you know.
Of course.
And he wouldn't.
No, he wouldn't. Oh, I remember old Tom Selleck when he was advertising for Marlboro's cigarettes.
Really? That's a memory.
Uh-huh. Yep, yep. He was quite a showman for that cigarette. But anyway, I'm going back to a time that... I was only told about. Anyway, tax. This is kind of talking about some taxes. Biden says he's considering a gas tax holiday as we're getting closer to July 4th. He's kind of targeting that for an announcement. He said today that he is seriously considering a temporary halt in the federal gas tax, trying to lower the cost at the pump. White House official says the July 4th weekend, when tens of millions of Americans are expected to hit the road, is a target for announcing new measures. He said he could make a decision on pausing the federal gas tax by the end of the week. He hopes to have data in order for him to make that decision. And but this gas tax holiday would require congressional action, and one White House official acknowledged it would be challenging. So Republicans don't want gas prices to come down. This is what that official said. They want Biden to suffer. It's like, oh, are you kidding me, please? My question is, if they take that tax off, though, I mean, what's it going to do to their tax receipts? I mean, and how long would it? This is all a political ploy for the holiday, for the election, upcoming election, because... Yeah. This is Biden saying, oh, we wanted to do this, but the Republicans didn't want us to do it. And it's their fault that we couldn't do this tax thing. So they're setting up the Republicans for this. Now, I'm not sure if it'll still get passed or not. And I'm not quite sure how much it would actually save per gallon if they did remove that gas tax. So
here in Idaho, I buy off-road diesel. My tractors and generators, and there's about 38 cents a gallon difference in off-road, and the off-road is it's dyed red, and so it's a pretty tough penalty if you get caught running off-road in your vehicle because of the gas tax support. But it really doesn't matter; it's the same fuel. But depending, I think, some, you know, there's some state money in there and there's some Fed money in there, but I just, my last fill up, I got a few hundred gallons. And it was like 38 cents cheaper for the red diesel. But, yeah. And you're exactly right. I mean, oh, let's see. Biden's going to help us do that because he just shut down all the oil production coming from the pipelines before that, huh?
Well, you know, no, you know it's Putin doing all this, Rob. Come on.
Oh, yeah. So many players.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know what? They're not doing anything to address it. We got some articles coming up that we're going to talk about. Maybe we'll go ahead and skip to it. And no, I think we'll wait on that. But about these electric vehicles, I was doing some research and so forth, and like, it's just a disaster. It's like, and they're not doing anything. And all this, you know, GM and Ford and Tesla, they're all saying, oh, we need help from the government to get to be successful in this. So more and more tax dollars are going to be going to these companies who can't stand on their own and do anything right because they're always getting a bailout in one form or another, just like the airlines. And that's what I wanted to talk about with the airlines. We've all heard about this holiday weekend seeing massive amounts of flight cancellations and delays. This is supposed to be the, of course, it was Father's Day also this weekend, which included the busiest air travel day of the year on Friday. 2.4 million people traveled through TSA checkpoints on Friday. The same day, airlines canceled more than 1,100 flights by early afternoon, following more than 1,700 cancellations on Thursday. 6,300 flights were delayed within into or leaving the U.S. on Saturday. 860 flights were canceled. As of Sunday morning, and this is taking us through the whole weekend, there were more than 1,000 flights that had been delayed, 700 flights canceled. And they're saying that because they can't get help, that they don't have the pilots. They don't have the labor. And we have the Delta pilots are saying they've been flying record amounts of overtime amid flight cancellations. And they actually, the pilots for Delta Airlines actually wrote an open letter to customers that was published on Thursday saying that large number of recent flight delays, cancellation cuts were unacceptable. And they were flying a record amount of overtime just to help get people to their destination. I don't know. I don't think I'd want to fly right now, Rob.
No, my flying days are, no, I'm just going to have to appear virtually someplace. It's, and, okay, as you're going through that, okay, there's a little something that, you know, no one would ever think about, but who's doing the maintenance on those planes? They're really skipping steps, you know? Well, if we lose the 747 or something, and it'll help with the population reduction, you know.
There you go. Hey, Rob, we have a caller. I think I heard it correctly. It was Lee in Texas?
Yes. How are y'all doing today?
Just great. Thank you for calling, and welcome to the program.
Yep. I just have a question, and I'll hang up and listen on the radio. On the reverse mortgage, is there any possibility that the federal government could call in those mortgages, or if times really got bad? I've always been curious about that, but didn't know who to ask. So, anyway, y'all have a good day.
Great question, Lee. Thank you. Rob?
Well, I serviced a lot of pension plans back in the day with mortgage-backed securities and the zero-coupon bonds. And not being in the business anymore, and I'm not a registered investment advisor anymore, I'll just tell you my opinion is that the government really isn't the one that's lending the money. It's the investors who buy the bonds. And so when it goes through Wall Street, it's really the only thing government about it is the FHA insurance. And, you know, they don't have the only thing they're on the hook for is any upside-down mortgage amount against the property. And, you know, if you end up selling the property for $20,000 less than what the mortgage accrued to, then the FHA just picks up the difference. You know, that's, and there's a little insurance premium in there. It's not like you're getting a gift or anything. You know, it's all built into the cost of the program. But I wouldn't be concerned about the mortgage being called, because it's not like, you know, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Jenny May, the Government National Mortgage Association, you know, it's a little bit different platform, I think, than where the investment money comes from for the actual reverse. So it could have changed since I've been in that arena. I don't know. But it would be a good question to ask a counselor. And when you hear a presentation, then your next step is talking to a third-party counselor to ask any questions you want, who is not tied into any kind of commission So we got another protection there for seniors to, you know, ask the questions you want and don't, you know, feel obligated to do anything. But that guy's, you know, they sit on your side. They just want you to feel good because, you know, your home is usually your major investment asset, you know, of your life. And so it's a pretty well-guided program.
And I think that's great because that was information I never considered and knew. So, but I mean, banks can call in loans at any time. You know, so I think banks, you know, it sounds like they would probably be more likely to call it in than maybe what you just explained. I mean, I know a couple of businesses in this area where I live now during 2008 and so forth. People up to date on their payments, their loans to the banks, and the bank said, well, you're in a business where we don't think you're going to be able to survive through this times, and we want you to pay the full amount.
I know that HELOCs are that way. Mm-hmm. You know, by and large, they're adjustable rate home equity loans. And, you know, they can call and, you know, read the paperwork on those pretty carefully because it's a convenience. It's made to be a put-and-take account, but sometimes people get a HELOC right next to a first mortgage and don't realize they got some vulnerability there. And do you remember there used to be a business called a savings and loan?
Yeah, I used to work for one. Like we didn't see that coming.
See, that was the old-fashioned way of creating a home mortgage because they would actually have that money and portfolio the loans. And, man, that got changed around, what was that, in the 80s or 90s? I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. 80s? Into the 90s, probably.
Yeah. They just don't exist. And that, you know, money is a confusing thing, and you can just look at a bank as a retail store.
Mm-hmm.
And, but their rules of balancing their books are different. And, you know, this interest rate hike of 75 basis points, it just came down. That's and the Fed funds rate, and so that gets passed along. The Federal Reserve banks have to honor that, and then they juice their prices accordingly. And I didn't verify it yet, but I think this morning that it's anticipated they're going to have 8 more hikes next year, you know. And you talk about the kiss of death for the economy.
Yep.
And,
yeah, well, that's what Trump was screaming about when he was doing it before, and Trump was just about crying. Bring those rates down, bring those rates down. That's because they can't service the debt. But one thing we can service is our listeners. We're going into a break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. 1-800-375-4188. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my guest co-host, Rob West, living in the beautiful mountains of Idaho. Lucky you.
I got an extra fishing pole for you, Melody.
I'm going to take you up on it. I love Idaho. I lived in Boise. And
oh, yeah.
I tried to move to Boise when they weren't accepting outsiders yet. You know, it was a pretty tight, and it was in the early 90s. It was 89, 90, and the economy still wasn't that good. There wasn't a whole lot of jobs to be had. I was in the insurance business at that time, so it was, but I was only there a year, but I loved the year that I was there. We went up to Riggins and did some, rafting down the, was it the Snake River?
Yeah.
Pretty cool. You know.
Oh, I just, a friend of mine back in Boulder, Colorado, was telling where we were, and I discovered the Snake River because I took the back way to where I was going up here in the near Idaho City. It's a very beautiful drive, and my friend said, you know, a lot of the rafters up there would, back when he was in college, he said that clothing was optional.
For the rafting?
Yeah.
Changed. It changed, trust me. Well, you know, it was funny. I remember we were going through this one, I don't know what you want to call it, a canyon or something like that, and they called it the Green, God's Green, and was like, why do they name it that? Is because you're always looking, because the rapids were so difficult that all you saw was the green of the trees and the sky where God was at. So it was a ride, I'll tell you. But we stayed in our raft. So
well,
and we
let me change. Yeah, go ahead.
And we had clothes. Go ahead.
Oh. You didn't have to mention that, but, you know, very good. I wanted to change topic just for a minute. I was asking you on the break. First of all, I was complimenting Lee. It's a very good question they had. And then secondly, I need an update on the pricing of the gold and silver market. And, you know, if things still fluid enough, that do you have to wait on product? And what's the best buy, in your opinion, if you're looking at new silver and junk silver and, of course, gold coins and stuff. What's the update there?
Product is flowing, no issues. The only delay we really have is in the 1 ounce gold maple leaves, and that's only a week out. Premiums are beginning to come down a little bit on the silver eagles. They're down about a buck and a half, maybe $2 in the last couple weeks. 90% silver is still a little hefty, considering it's 90% silver, but it's very difficult to get. I mean, we have it, but there's not a lot of it. It can disappear very quickly. They melted so much of it down, and so many people just hold it. It's not something that they sell. So because it's a great bartering tool. To me, that's the best bartering product that you can buy, is the 90% silver. I think it's important to have 1 ounce coins and the 90%, because the 90% you can still spend it. So if you had that extreme emergency that you had to go to the store and use it as face value, you could. And you'd be surprised how many businesses become monetary masters, money masters, in difficult times. They know what's real. They know what silver is. They know what coinage is. And lots of times, and people still call me today and tell me once in a while they came across a gas station somewhere that they were accepting 90% silver, you know, for the gasoline. So it's very important to have that 90% silver because it is spendable. Premiums on gold have been steady. They haven't changed. And I think the best buys really depends on your budgets because, you know, I think everyone is the biggest, the recognizable would be the Gold Eagles and the Silver Eagles. But their premiums can be a little hefty. And so it depends on if you're looking just to buy silver, then you can buy some silver rounds and save you about $4 or $5 an ounce. And, you know, that's a significant savings. And people say, well, it's not legal tender. No, silver rounds are not legal tender. However, if you're buying it as an investment, that's what you want. You want to get as much product as you can for your dollars. The key thing is to get a little bit of both. So you can have a little bit of legal tender and also some silver rounds for the investment. So we're here to give advice and information to help you decide what your objective is. What is your objective? And I'll ask that. What is your objective? What are you trying to accomplish buying gold and silver? It's just not about bartering. It's also about preserving your wealth, your pensions, your retirements. That's also important if you have them. Not everybody has them, so they're on a different budget. Maybe there's a different product that would fit them a little bit better. So we're just here to educate you, and you can make informed decisions based on true information. Because Rob said something very important a little bit ago about the reverse mortgages. He says, talk to someone that doesn't get a commission. Well, it's true. You'll get true answers. We get commissions. I have to charge to stay in business. But I'm going to give you the truth anyway. Because I don't sell a product just so I make the most commission. I tell customers, this product will do this. This product is for that. This product is for this. This is how it will perform, and this is why it will perform that way. You get to choose. So it's very important. And everybody out there on, you know, that I read and what I listen to, they all have they have an agenda. They'll beat a product up just so they can sell what they're selling. They've done that to the $20 gold pieces. There's people out there that, oh my gosh, if you think that was the worst investment of the century. Well, it isn't. It's a very good investment. You have to, and it's not difficult to understand, but they make, nobody knows and blah, blah, blah. They're lying to you. Nobody will buy those in difficult times. They're lying to you. So that's why,
just remind me again that, I don't know what it was some years back, but I was doing business in Ohio, and I was talking to Bob Chapman about, you know, connecting up. And he mentioned you, highly recommended, and that's why I drove from Ohio up to where you were in Pennsylvania at that time. And so, you know, and it's also, I think, important to deal with a good, reputable dealer that has the ability to buy back when necessary, if you just need to get cashed out into whatever they're going to call money anymore. And speaking of that, you did have a topic on crypto, didn't you?
I did. I just want to bring this up because finish the airlines real quick because I wanted to ask you a question about this. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg told the AP in an interview Saturday his department may take enforcement actions against airlines that do not abide by consumer protection standards. How can the government's start fining enforcement actions? To me, that's more than just a fine. Of course he doesn't say because he really doesn't know what he's talking about, but obviously this is, you know, something that's floating around. They could levy fines. I guess Air Canada had to pay about $2 million fine last year because it did not refund passengers' money quickly enough.
You know, interesting thing you just brought up there, and this is something almost very few people would think about, but how can he really get in? I mean, okay, is the airline industry subsidized if they could pull that back, or how do they manage a control mechanism over them? You know, because Delta, United, all those guys are corporations, I'm sure. And one of the downsides of being a corporation is that you have to keep an annual license. And so if they wanted to mess with your business, they could go after your licensing. Because that's what happened to a restaurant in Castle Rock, Colorado, a couple years ago when they wouldn't close. And if you're licensed in a state, then that state secretary has jurisdiction over whether or not you're going to operate with a license. Like, and corporations and LLCs within the state pretty much have a standard operating agreement. But if you operate as a trust, it's a private contract, and nobody knows what you have unless they get a court order to show what your trust says. See? So I expect down the road they get really tough on different businesses and things. I expect to see licensing problems, and they'll just take you right out of business because then they couldn't take, you know, they could take the owner to jail, you know, operate without a license. I mean, in the past, who would ever think about that? But just like you said, this Buttigieg guy, you know, what gives him any authority over penalizing the airline? Are you flying over federal space or something? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it to me.
Well, again, this is an election year, so who knows? But, you know, did they set precedents, COVID 2020, and shutting down businesses? People don't think anything about it anymore? Government has that right.
Wow. What did they call an essential business? You know, mine's not, but yours is, you know.
Yeah.
We've just went to sleep as a society here. We have all the tools to change it, but, you know, they keep the wool pulled over our eyes through the media and pumping up, you know, the next pro football game and stuff like that. You know, we just need to think about that. You know, we just need to think about that.
Well, I know we want to get to crypto, but, you know, you said things are going to be changing, and I agree with you. And today there was a report that Putin, out of the St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, he said the world will not be as it was before the special operation. He said in a speech today, he has accused Western leaders of clinging to the shadows of the past as he creates a new world order with his invasion of Ukraine. I don't think he's creating a new world order with his invasion. I think it's the new world order is being created through China, I think, and in part with. But what he goes on to say is the world will not be as it was before the special operation. It is erroneous to believe that one can sit and wait when the time of the turbulent changes goes by, when everything goes back to where it was. It won't. He says the Western countries are clinging to shadows of the past.
I saw, yeah, I'll make, there was another statement about, he said that the Ukrainian thing, I don't know if anybody's old enough to remember, I think I was in the fourth grade when Kennedy told Khrushchev that, no, you're not going to put any missiles and stuff in Cuba. And Khrushchev said, yeah, they're on the way. And he said, no, you don't get it. He ain't going to let them arrive. And that's what Putin's doing right now. You know, he just doesn't want to have all those NATO things in a place where it could threaten the people of his country. And that's, they keep provoking him. And, you know, he has announced that, okay, he's going to pull out the big things if need be, if the United States keeps doing the supply chain thing. I think last Friday we talked about the debt. You know, we are in so much debt. Well, how did we get the billions of dollars to send over to Ukraine anyway? I don't know. The numbers just don't add up, do they?
No, they don't. They don't. And We're just, I can't believe we're almost at the end of the program and we just can't even get to that crypto thing. We'll have to save it. But Putin also took a swipe at the European Union. What he said is really true. He says that they're dancing to someone else's tune. He says they lost its political sovereignty. Its bureaucratic elites are dancing to someone else's tune, accepting whatever they're told from above while causing harm to their own population and their own economy. And that really is what's happening, especially with what these rates and inflation is doing, because they can't do the same to all the same countries that are involved. Yeah. So how that European Union is going to work out with all this adjustments or rates and so forth will seem to be a little interesting.
Mm. No doubt.
And,
you know, things have certainly took the 180 direction after Trump left office for whatever reason he did. But most people know that I know, most of the people I know are pretty convinced that it was a set-up deal for the election. But I understand a number of Democrats are running from Biden to encourage him not to run again. And but we got to get past these midterms first. Knows what's going to happen between now and then.
I agree. I think we're going to see a lot of changes until then. So we're only now getting started. But Rob, thank you. I really enjoyed today's program. There's a lot of great information. I hope the listeners did too, and I hope you'll come back and join us.
Sure. Absolutely. Very good.
Yes, and I hear the music, and that means we're out of here. So I want each and every one of you to be safe. Good night, and God bless.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.